Hello. Today the church celebrates Saturday of the fifth week of Lent, and our gospel passage comes to us from John chapter 11, verses 45 to 56. Many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what Jesus had done began to believe in him, but some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees convened the Sanhedrin and said, "What are we going to do? This man is performing many signs. If we leave him alone, all will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our land and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to him, "You know nothing, nor do you consider that it is better for you that one man should die instead of the people, so that the whole nation may not perish." He did not say this on his own, but since he was high priest for that year, he prophesied that Jesus was going to die for the nation, and not only for the nation, but also to gather into one the dispersed children of God. So from that day on, they planned to kill him. So Jesus no longer walked about in public among the Jews, but he left for the region near the desert to a town called Ephraim, and there he remained with his disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before Passover to purify themselves. They looked for Jesus and said to one another, as they were in the temple area, "What do you think, that he will not come to the feast?" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In today's Gospel passage, the Sanhedrin have concluded that Jesus' Gospel of justice and compassion has become too much for them. To justify their actions, they rationalize a prophecy to eliminate Jesus. This Gospel is relevant to our lives today as we see men and women who dare to speak the truth to power. Anyone who takes God's call to be his prophet seriously is required to be prepared for ridicule, isolation, rejection, and even death. These are the costs of proclaiming God's compassion, forgiveness, and justice to societies and institutions that are opposed to these fundamental principles. However, the promise of the resurrection is for those who dare to take up the cause of justice and reconciliation. These are the people who proclaim that God has redeemed his people. Let us pray for the courage and strength to speak the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ in our words, actions, and in our very lives.